Like many couples, John and Margaret Souser dreamed of owning their own home. And when they saw an old house in the historic district of Kalamazoo, Michigan, they fell in love with its traditional charm.
And there was just a lot that you could draw on and plan and, you know, do some changes and yet really get down to the original beauty of the home. We refurbished hardwood floors. We installed all new windows, but we kept all the old windowsills. My husband knocked out one of the walls in between two of the rooms and made me, I called it my showroom bathroom.
And as the couple worked, their two-year-old son Johnny looked on and helped as only a two-year-old can. Soon, Margaret gave birth to another baby boy, Cameron, and it seemed like the family had it all. They were happy, they were healthy, and they were living in their newly remodeled dream home. But the Sousers were soon to find out that the life they had created for themselves was anything but picture perfect.
When you give birth to a child and you're holding that newborn baby all gooky in your arms, you're so overwhelmed with emotion. And you do. You have all these things flashing through your mind, your dreams for your child. My dream was not for my children to be lead poisoned.
Just 6 months after moving into their new home, Margaret says she started noticing big behavior changes in Johnny. He stopped sleeping at night, became irritable, would throw himself into the wall, only to pick himself up and do it again. But he had just turned two, and Margaret thought he must be going through the so-called terrible twos. But then, when little Cameron began crawling, he started to change too. His development slowed and then stopped. He had essentially just quit growing, both physically and intellectually. Margaret Souser says she looks back now and clearly sees snapshots in her mind, the way she swept up plaster dust, Johnny playing on the floor as the young couple worked, Cameron scooching across the carpet, then resting to suck his thumb. All in a house that Margaret Souser and her family now call the Lead House.
I knew enough not to let my kids put paint chips and stuff in their mouth. But unfortunately, I did not know that I had to worry about the air they were breathing, nor did I know that I had to worry about the water they were drinking. Unfortunately, we found out that all our renovations let loose lead dust, and all my attempts of cleaning it further just spread that dust around.
As Margaret Souser learned, lead is an insidious poison. And now, always somewhere nearby, there's Cameron's child-sized breathing mask. He gets treatment several times a day to clear his lungs from phlegm that builds up and chokes him. And Johnny's a handful. He takes Ritalin to control his behavior, but Margaret says the underlying source of it, the damage from lead poisoning, can never be reversed.
I kept thinking if I loved him enough, if I did the right things, I could make it all better because I was supposed to be able to do that as mama. And then to find out that I couldn't and that it was something that was going to be with him for life. And that every day I was going to have to medicate my child. All because my hands lovingly renovated a home and then lovingly had my child in that home.
What makes it especially hard for Margaret is knowing that lead poisoning is 100% preventable. The three biggest sources for lead exposure are paint, soil, and water. While lead in paint has been banned since the late 70s, many older homes still have it on the walls and woodwork. And in older homes, lead can contaminate water by seeping in from lead pipes or solder. And most soil, especially in urban areas, is contaminated from leaded gasoline emissions. In the Souser's case, it would have taken just a few simple precautions to significantly reduce their children's exposure to lead. They could have enclosed rooms as they worked on them, used a special filtered vacuum to contain the lead dust, and let their water run to flush pipes before drinking or cooking with tap water. Margaret Souser wonders how many other children have been affected, but it's a number that's hard to pin down because even parents might not realize their children have been poisoned.
The problems with Jonathan were different than the problems with Cameron, and that's what so many people don't understand. They'll hear you talk of one scenario. Well, that's not my child. There's not one clear-cut line as to this is what lead poisoning is and does. Jonathan was hyperactive. Cameron was lethargic. You know, Jonathan was already partially developed mentally, and his developmental skills were there. But Cameron never had a chance to get it properly. So he was stopped before he ever had a chance for that to grow.
The signs can be anything from developmental delays, like a child who walks or talks later than most others, to personality changes, to learning disabilities, and all the way to coma or even death. The only way to know for sure if your child's been lead poisoned is to have his blood tested. The Souser family had to leave their first home, the one they call the Lead House. Because of the lead, they were unable to sell it and were finally forced into filing for bankruptcy. But things are finally looking up for the family. They now live in a modest home in Paw Paw, Michigan, and the couple had another child. Elizabeth is now 4 years old, and though she does have some lead in her system, it's not a high level, and she seems to be developing normally. As for Margaret Souser, she's turned her family's tragedy into her life's work. She now travels all over the country telling her story, educating parents and lawmakers about the dangers of lead. She tells them they don't want to be in her position, having to someday explain to her children just what happened.
When we have to answer the questions to them one day as to why they have the struggles, why they have the challenges, why Cameron's shorter than the other kids in his class, and we explain in detail the lead, we have to take our share of the blame for that because it was our lack of knowledge and ignorance on our part that we allowed this monster out of the walls to attack our children. So we do have to carry our part of the responsibility for what they now face. But I also want to be able to tell them when they ask that out of everything they've helped us learn, we've been able to make a difference.
And she believes she has. Margaret Souser recently spoke at a White House news conference when the announcement was made that the federal government is making lead education and cleanup a priority. A total of $50 million in grants will go to state and local governments to help those efforts along. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Paw Paw, Michigan.